Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome everybody on this special Sunday that we always kind of celebrate music appreciation. We also recognize our seniors or graduates from college, and but also the way Pentecost fell this year in Easter, this is also Ascension Sunday. And I'll be talking a little bit more about that later on. You can kind of see by the PowerPoint there what is going on there. And so we'll talk more about that later on. We may not see him, but Christ is with us. So let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patri as we begin this morning.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it's now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together for our call to worship. Let us sing joyfully to God. Lift up a song to the one who rides on the clouds. Sing to God, all peoples of the earth. Well, let's turn in our hymn books this morning, if you'd like, to 638. In my heart there rings a melody, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're doing all three verses this morning.
I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away. There never in my heart a melody, and I know I will sing with glorious harmony when the chords of heaven ring. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love.
Well, let's join together for our opening prayer this morning. We praise you, O God, for the gift of music that sustains us on life's rough journey. Open our hearts and make us ready to serve you in faithful and peaceful ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and the choir's going to come and sing for us this morning. So even though Trenton's not here today, we would just want to take a moment to just recognize him. And also, I'm not even sure because nobody said anything, but does anybody have any that's graduated from college? You can mention yours.
Cameron graduated
from, he graduated from Troy, didn't he?
Tip City.
Oh, Tip, that's right. Yes, because I remember he played soccer for them. Okay, Ben graduated from Toledo. Technically, my daughter Karis graduated from Cleveland State in December. During COVID, she went back and picked up 3 more classes and got a double. She ended up with a double major out of that.
John Rocco Savini.
Okay, I don't know who that is, but
grandson.
Okay, yes, wonderful. Yes. I was going to say, she graduated from Miami. Yeah, so all of those we want to recognize this morning. And I do have a card and a Bible for Trenton. And we'll be giving that probably to Grandma. And she can give it to him there. And let's just, before we kind of move on and the choir will sing again, David asked if we could do 2 songs. And I said, sure, let's go for it. And we want to just pray for all of our graduates. And so let's just take a moment to do that. Lord, we're so thankful for accomplishments in our lives. And we're so proud and grateful for the accomplishments of the young people that were mentioned this morning, those that graduated from college and those that graduated from high school, Trenton, specifically this morning. And Lord, we just pray for your guidance and leadership and wisdom in their lives. We pray that you'll open up doors for jobs and whatever that may involve and however that may be, and lead them in the paths that they need into the future here. We just ask your blessing upon each one of them, and that you will continue to watch over them and keep them safe as we commit them into your hands, Lord, and are grateful for it as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay.
We are.
going to invite our kids to come forward if they would, please, as the choir makes their way down. Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing? All right, I got a question for you. What is it about you that connects you to your mom and dad? What is it about you that connects you to your mom and dad? What do you think? There, that's a good one. The last name. Do you have something? What's that? I didn't hear what you said. Oh, the blood. Yes, yes. Blood types, yes. What do you think? They kind of said all the good ones, didn't they? Yeah, I know they did. Yes. I figured somebody was going to say your name, so. Yes, that's a good one. How do you look? Very good. Very good. Okay, so when he said blood, he connected on it a little bit there. But you know what else connects you to your parents? And I don't know if you know this yet, but when you get older in science, you'll learn it. That's your DNA. Your DNA, yes. Your DNA connects you with your mom and dad. And there's little chromosomes that you have that your mom and dad have, but they're all a little bit different. What were you going to say? That's all right. That's all right. So yes, so our DNA connects us with and makes us a part of, being a son or daughter of our parents. Excuse me. And that connection even goes back to our grandparents. Because your mom and dad, gosh, I need a drink, has connections with their parents. And so you kind of, even going back to your grandparents, there's that connection. And this morning, as we look to Jesus, we are connected to Jesus. Just like your parents, but we're connected in a different way. We're connected spiritually because we are God's children. And even though Jesus, we can't see Jesus, and we can't see God, we're still connected with them. So when your mom and dad go to work, and you're at school, or preschool, or whatever it is, or the babysitter, and you're there by yourself, and you don't see your mom and dad, is your connection with them lost? Nope. Because why? You're still connected by your name, your blood, and what was the other one we said? Huh? Yeah, DNA, yes. All of those. So we're still connected. And guess what? Even though we don't see Jesus, and even though we don't see God, they're still with us, and we're still connected to them. Okay? All right. You guys can go on downstairs this morning.
We're going to go to our time of prayer this morning, and we'll probably have to move through rather quickly for our prayer requests this morning. So if you have one, you'll have to blurt it out there and share it, and so that we can keep moving along this morning. Whew. Am I the only one that's hot? I feel like it's like 100 degrees in here. I don't know what. I tell you what, it was cold last night, and get this set here. But if you have a joy or concern you'd like to share, we're going to let you do that. Yes. Wonderful.
Seemed like they were kind of pleased with that. Then also, we need to remember Dick Hague. His house blew up yesterday, and he was in it. So he's in Kettering Hospital.
I had heard somebody talking about that on Facebook, and I was like, wow. So we want to remember Bonnie as she's going through her maintenance chemo treatments now. That's a blessing. And for Dick, who was in the hospital after his house blew up. And wow. And did you have another one?
Yeah.
Yes, and we can continue to do that, trying to figure out his life and what he wants to do with it and figure out who he was. I can remember when I had him in school how I could see that battle was going on. It's a hard time for kids, so.
My friend Lester Martin has pancreatitis.
Okay, we'll want to remember him. So Lester, we want to keep in our prayers this morning with pancreatitis. I saw other hands, yes?
My brother-in-law, Jack, they did a trachea.
Yeah.
And they're feeding two men. But he's opened his eyes and he's moving his arms and legs.
That's a good thing, yes.
But he's still in ICU.
Wow. So we want to continue praying for Jack as recovering and healing there. And I saw another hand, I believe. Yep.
Yeah, glad to be back.
And we're good. I was just asking Judy when I saw her when she came out to get the chicken and noodles. I said, how are you? How is he doing? And so it is good to see you.
Prayer.
Yes. And we have you. You've been on our monthly list and for strength and healing. So, yes. Want to continue to do that. We want to remember Richard in our prayers. And I saw some over here.
I lost one of my clients.
Oh, okay. And so we want to remember this family and the loss of this loved one that David works with. And I saw another hand. Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
My youngest son, Dennis, is infected back in his feet again.
Okay. Yeah, he's been battling that on and off, and we definitely want to keep
to work tonight, but
Dennis in our prayers. Yeah, and I, yeah. Did you say Holcamp?
Old Ham.
Okay. We want to remember that family then this morning. Unspoken? Yeah. Anybody else?
Unspoken.
Anybody else this morning? With needs this morning mentioned? We appreciate so much, and we want to remember, continue praying for those on our monthly list. Some of those are our own folks right here, and then others that have been battling various things, and yeah. Who was?
Priscilla.
Oh, there she's right there.
Yeah, I know. He wasn't doing good.
And so we want to remember Jean Cavalt and for Priscilla, both for healing touch there in their bodies this morning, and asking God's touch upon them. And we're going to pray here. To pray and ask for God's touch in just a moment here, but we're going to give you a moment to pray there individually in your seats, and then I'll come and close us out. And when I do, then you can, if you want to go with and pray for Priscilla, you can. Thank you.
Lord, we are just so thankful for the privilege of being able to call upon your name and lift up needs that arise. We're thankful that in our most desperate hours that you are the one that is there for us. You never leave us or forsake us. And so as we pray this morning, we lift up the needs of those that have been mentioned. We continue to pray for your healing touch on Bonnie. We're so thankful for the progress that she has made. And we ask that as she does this maintenance chemo, that anything that might still be there will be taken care of, and that there'll be a complete healing and remission. We lift up Dick, Lord, who's struggling and needing healing in the hospital after his house blew up. We just ask for your grace and your peace for him and all of this that's going on, and your healing touch and strength. We pray for Trenton, God, asking for your guidance and faith and hope for him, Lord, that he will discover the truth and the love that's found in Jesus Christ, and what that totally means to him, that he's always known but has forgotten about and seems lost in this world right now. We just pray for your touch for him. We lift up Lester to you, battling pancreatitis. God, we ask that you would touch him today. Lord, we lift up Priscilla right now as we pray for her, asking for your healing touch for her body, and that you administer to her as only you can. We lift up Jean to you this morning, Lord, asking that you would extend your hand to her and bring healing to her body, Lord, as we lift her up to you today and for strength for her. Lord, we lift up Dennis, Lord, who's been battling this infection. We just ask for your healing touch there. We're so grateful to see Richard here today. And we ask that you would continue to extend your strength and healing touch into his body for every day. We lift up Jack, Lord, and asking for recovery and healing for his body, Lord, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord, that you would restore him, Lord. We lift up this loss of this family member, Lord, that David ministers to and has been, Lord, for the family there and Oldham family. God, we just pray for your comfort, your peace, and your grace for those families today, that you would minister as only you can do. And Lord, we pray for these unspoken requests, the two that have been mentioned or acknowledged today. God, we just ask that you would minister there. You know what the need is, and we ask that you would make a way where there seems to be no way. And Lord, we continue to lift up those on our monthly list, Lord, some of our own people, Lord, that's just been battling various things, asking for your healing touch and strength. And then others on there, Lord, that have been battling cancer and other serious illnesses, Lord, we just pray for your healing touch for each one of them, and that you would extend your hand into their lives with faith and peace today and minister to them as only you can do. Thank you, Lord, for so much that you do in our lives. Thank you for the strength that you give us each day. And Lord, thank you that we can gather together. We ask your blessing upon the rest of our service as we break the bread of your word. May you just speak and encourage us. And we're so grateful that not only did you give your life and that God raised you from the dead, but now you are seated at the right hand of the Father, and you are interceding for us every day. And through those toughest days, Lord, you are with us. And we are thankful for all of those things as we ask it in your name, the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Well, this morning we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And as our ushers come this morning, thank you for your faithfulness and God bless you as you give today. Let's join together for our prayer of dedication. Giver of all gifts, we are grateful for your every blessing. Reveal yourself through the gifts. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading is coming from two passages, our lectionary readings. The first one comes from Luke. Chapter 24, verses 49 through 53, and then we're going to read Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Look, I'm sending you to what my Father promised, but you are to stay in the city until you have been furnished with heavenly power. He led them out as far as Bethany, where he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And he blessed them and left them and was taken up to heaven. They worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem overwhelmed with joy. And they were continuously in the temple praising God. And then Acts chapter 1 verses 1 through 9, Theophilus, the first scroll I wrote concerning everything Jesus did and taught from the beginning right up to the day when he was taken up into heaven. Before he was taken up, working in the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus instructed his apostles he had chosen. After suffering, he showed them he was alive with many convincing proofs. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days, speaking to them about God's kingdom. While they were eating together, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised. He said, "This is what you heard from me. John baptized with water, but in only a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." As a result, those who have gathered together asked Jesus, "Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel now?" Jesus replied, "It isn't for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has set by his own authority. Rather, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After Jesus said these things, as they were watching, he was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight. This is God's word for us today, and I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us. A car was involved in an accident, and as expected, a large crowd kind of gathered around. A newspaper reporter, anxious to get the story, could not get near the car. Being a clever sort, he started shouting loudly, "Let me through! Let me through! I'm the son of the victim!" The crowd made their way for him, and lying in front of the car was a donkey. I want to talk to you just for a little bit this morning. We may not see him, but Christ is with us. You know, like most parents, I remember playing hide and seek with my kids. I remember hiding while they counted. I remember them looking in a couple of the familiar places that I often hid. And when they wouldn't find me, they would usually respond, "Where's Daddy?" Well, even though I was just a few feet from them, under the bed or in the bathtub or wherever, they couldn't see me, for I was hidden from them. On this Ascension Sunday, our readings tell the simple story of how Jesus disappeared from them into heaven, hidden from them, hidden from his first follower's sight. And today, as we look at this story, there are a few things that jumped out to me that I want to share with you this morning. I'm going to focus on two of them there. And we begin this way. Even though we can't see him, we are connected with Christ. I was trying to convey that with the kids there this morning. Even though Jesus is hidden, we are still linked with him. Like I shared with my kids, even though I might have been just a few feet away from them, I was hidden from them and they couldn't find me and they thought I wasn't there. But I was there. And the same is true in our thinking. We need to think of heaven not as way up there or out into space millions of miles away, which we usually think, but we need to think, as one of my professors first challenged me in seminary on, is that heaven is right here in our time and space, but just in a different dimension. And if God would open the veil, we could see everything that's so close to us, but we don't realize it's that way. I remember a song that some of the singers sang when I was in college. "He's as close as the mention of his name, Jesus." And sometimes I think we forget because we think God's millions of miles away, but he may be right here with us. Just we can't see him because the veil separates us. The disciples knew they were connected to him because he taught them that. Even though he disappeared, he was with them. Interesting story about Clark Gable. Many of you know Clark Gable, the famous actor. He checked into a small town hospital for an illness. Everyone was excited that the great Clark Gable, the famous actor, was at their hospital. One nurse was at his bedside every time he turned over or moved. When he finally indicated that he would like to be alone, the nurse said, "Now, if you want anything at all, just pull this cord." Clark smiled at her and said, "Thank you, my dear, but what is the cord attached to?" And the nurse smiled and said, "Me." Even though we cannot see Jesus, we are connected to him because our union with Christ is something that should give us peace when we know that. Although we don't know what the future holds, we know the one who holds the future. We may not know what's coming around the corner, but we can be at peace knowing that Christ is with us and He knows what's coming around the corner. Even though we cannot see Him, we are connected to Him. Second thing is, even though we cannot see Him, we are bound together by faith. We're not alone in this battle. We're not alone on the journey. We are together and we are all connected to Him. And because of that, then, together, we anticipate the future with joy. I found it very interesting that if I would have read the three or four or five verses ahead in the Luke passage, it tells you in one of those verses, Luke tells us that the disciples were afraid because of everything that has happened and was going on. But all of a sudden, after they encountered Jesus in that moment, and even though He left them and disappeared from their sight, it says that they went back to Jerusalem with joy. Luke tells us they were together in the temple praising God. Instead of letting fear control their lives as they did earlier, now they are together living their lives with great joy. Not just joy, but great joy. Think about that for a moment. And here's my question. Why shouldn't we anticipate the future together with great joy? I know sometimes, and Chase and I have these conversations in the car sometimes, when we hear about everything going on in the world and we see what's happening all around us and everything, there's a lot of Christians that are angry and mad and everything else. And we are just hurting ourselves, because that's not where our focus should be. Our focus should be on the God who is in control and that knows the future, and that we are missing out if we're not careful, that great joy that we should have. So my question is, why shouldn't we anticipate the future together with joy? Because God is guiding us just like God guided those first followers of Jesus. And then the other part of that then is, together we anticipate the future in prayer. Again, Luke tells us they were continually in the temple devoting themselves to prayer. In other words, they kept going and worshiping together in the temple and worshiping God and praying. Instead of fear controlling their lives, they now look to God in prayer. When we stay in touch with God, God's empowering spirit, as Jesus alluded to in our reading, would be with us, will be with us in everything we're going through. Why shouldn't we anticipate the future in prayer also? We have the same connection that they did, just in a little bit different way. I love the story about a boy flying his kite. And he kept letting the string out. And the kite kept going higher and higher until they couldn't see it anymore. A man walks by, looks up, trying to spot the kite. But he couldn't see it, so he asked, "How do you know the kite is still up there?" The boy smiles and says, "I can feel it tugging on my string." Today, we may not be able to see Jesus, but we can still feel Him tugging on the strings of our hearts. We may not be able to see Him, but He is close. We are connected to Him and bound together by faith. And even though He is hidden, we know Christ is with us. Let us rejoice today, for Christ is risen and sits at the right hand of the Father and intercedes and prays for us every day. And when you think of the ascension, remember, we may not see Him, but Christ is with us. What a reason to sing. Amen. Amen. Well, we are going to just take a moment, and you can shake a few hands and greet one another, and then we'll close out and sing that little chorus, "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord." Hymn number 204. If you'll stand back up, if you're able to this morning, and we're going to sing this. Carla does not remember it. If some of you that's been around for a while, if you remember this, sing it with me. It's a little peppier, so I was telling her, you got to speed it up a little bit, but she's trying to get through it, and we're going to sing it here, because I grew up singing this as a teenager. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. And with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Okay, we're going to sing it again. Now you got it, so we got to get it down here. And we'll speed her up a little bit, okay? I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. And with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Thank you. That's good, good. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Let's go forth with a song in our hearts. May God bless and keep us. May God shine upon us and be gracious to us. May God favor us and give us peace in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.